Blog Talk Radio.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I've never heard of such proof.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Everybody, how y'all doing? It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the ronkellyshow.com. It's a couple minutes past 7 o'clock. You know what time it is. It's Thursday. It's January 22nd already. And it's the Ron Kelly Show broadcast here live every Thursday evening, 7 p.m., right here on blogtalkradio.com and all across America on the AM/FM broadcast network. So back in better than ever, we are here. The bully is here. Somebody called me a bully. Somebody called me a bully earlier this week for my national audience. I'm not even going to say who it is. Somebody local. Somebody called me a bully since the last time I saw you guys, right back here on a Thursday evening. And I'm like, me? A bully? How did I get to be a bully? Anyway, welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you to everybody who joins me every Thursday evening right here on the Ron Kelly Show. So, all right, so another MLK day, come and gone. We'll talk about that. Well, it's 20 years since the killing of Amadou Diallo. What's happened in between now and then? We'll talk about that a little bit, too. And, of course, you know, the fight rages on in the United States Senate, the Democrats versus the Republicans for the impeachment of our current president, president at the moment, Donald J. Trump. We'll talk about that as well, you know. So, oh boy, I just barely made it under the wire. Good to be here. Good to have you guys all in. You know what time it is? Thursday evening at the Ron Kelly Show. A lot of talk about Tyler Perry. I heard a lot of nonsense about Tyler Perry over the on the social media. And they're talking about ironically enough, they're talking about the wigs that. Talk about the wig that Tyler Perry, you know, it's just one thing after another with Tyler Perry. Now, I didn't see this. There's a show that's out right now. It's called Fall from Grace on one of the latest movies from Tyler Perry. And I hear a lot of talk about it. A lot of people like it. You know, I haven't seen it. And I probably won't see it because Tyler Perry movies. I like when I watch a movie, I like to not know what's going to happen until it happens. You know, I like movies with suspense and where you try to figure things out. But the Tyler Perry movies, you don't have to figure anything out because you already know, like, what's going to happen. But, you know, these movies that Tyler Perry makes are very predictable. You know, you kind of know what's going to happen before it happens. And he uses the same people from his TV shows. And I remember, and he's using the lady who used to call Luann. I used to love me some Luann back in the day. Luann from In the Heat of the Night. Luann Corbin. I used to love me some Luann. She was a lot younger back then. But now she's the star of this movie. And they talk about her hairdo and the wigs. Tyler Perry's using cheap wigs or something like that. You know, and it's just... You know, it's just kind of hateration. You know, I wouldn't even notice. Shout out to my niece, India Douglas. Love you, my niece. And they're talking about the Tyler Perry movies. You know, Tyler Perry's never going to win an Oscar for any of his movies. And his movies will never be mainstream. Tyler Perry's movies are for black folks. You know, white people have no interest in watching Tyler Perry movies because it's all about black people. Rarely will you see, if you see a white person in a Tyler Perry movie, they're only there for window dressing, I guess, whatever you want to call it. He hasn't really had any white stars in any of his shows. Like, for example, you know, with the Haves and the Have-Nots, which I have used to watch. I don't watch the Haves and the Have-Nots anymore because it's kind of corny. You know, and you get tired of Candace. Oh, I love me some Candace. But, you know, she's lived probably longer than she should have. In any other movie, she'd probably be dead by now. But, you know, shout out to Rena Clark, who's watching the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to my niece, India Douglas, who says, I love you too, my niece. She says, A Fall from Grace was all right, but not his best work. You know, and yeah, and see, Tyler Perry is starting to churn out stuff now, and a lot of the movies don't have the... And first of all, there's no black known black stars like, you know, like Cicely Tyson or you know, there's nobody... I haven't seen any well-known black stars in any of his movies. They usually what they are, because he's got a lot of TV shows going on. He's got The Sisters, he's got The Oval, a movie, a TV show about the president of the United States, a white man who sleeps with black people. It's just so campy and corny. I can't take it. But yeah, so there's a lot of talk about Tyler Perry in his movies. Tyler Perry has done very well for himself. You know, I understand he was sleeping on the train and, you know, he wanted to bring Madea to life and a lot of people were laughing at him and, you know, and now he gets to laugh because he has a whole studio in Atlanta. As a matter of fact, you know, his soundstage, parts of Bad Boys for Life was filmed there. So, yeah, so there's a lot of talk about Tyler Perry and his movies. I personally don't watch Tyler Perry movies because, you know, they just don't do a whole lot for me. And I haven't watched this latest one called The Fall from Grace, but it's kind of, you know, kind of campy and kind of predictable. And, you know, Tyler Perry movies are basically about black folks in turmoil, you know, and that's basically what's been put out. Black folks in turmoil, black folks in trouble, black Greenleaf and the haves and the have nots and this new thing and The Oval. And, you know, most of these movies that are made by Tyler Perry are movies about black folks in trouble, black folks in turmoil, black folks in hot water, black folks, you know, it's just kind of, I don't know. I'll probably punch that ticket a little bit later on, but, you know, we'll move on from that. And I have another MLK Day. Let me segue, switch gears. We had another MLK Day just a couple days ago, and you know, it kind of came and gone, like most of them have come and gone since the assassination, the murder by the FBI, so they say, of Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, and it's a shame that black folks have not really latched on to Dr. Martin Luther King's dream. You know, I listened to on the day of Dr. Martin Luther King's on the day of, you know, Monday, I did listen to the entire speech Dr. Martin Luther King made when he was in Memphis, Tennessee. And Dr. Martin Luther King was in Memphis and he was fighting for the sanitation workers in Memphis. So he really didn't even have to be there. That was the last speech he gave before he was murdered by this person who they say was a lone wolf. We all know that there was some other stuff going on with that. There was no lone wolf. It was a conspiracy to kill Dr. Martin Luther King, because Dr. Martin Luther King was a threat to the white establishment. And because, like I said, I've said before, you know, they don't mind the Reverend Al Sharpton and some of these other people, Jesse Jackson and some of the other folks, because they're not threats. They're not threats. You know, so I listened to the speech and Dr. Martin Luther King was, you know, you think President Obama made this speech. Dr. Martin Luther King had a tremendous speech, you know, and he talked about, and he knew he was going to get killed. He knew he was going to get killed because in his speech in 1968 at the March on Washington, he even said that I may not make it there with you, but, and he knew that he wasn't going to make it. He knew that somebody was going to kill him. And it's just a shame that Dr. Martin Luther King's, the presence of Dr. Martin Luther King and the greatness of Dr. Martin Luther King has not resonated in the black community. Because you can go on Facebook, you know, and white folks can go on Facebook and they can look and see all the bitterness that permeates the black community. Where, you know, if you go, like, I know, and I usually go on Facebook and I kind of challenge some people and they get highly upset and, you know, how dare you and all of this type of stuff. And it seems like, you know, when black folks, when we talk to each other, it's not about trying to find common ground or say, okay, I see your point, you see mine, whatever the case may be. We don't agree, but we agree without being disagreeable. We are always disagreeable for some reason. Black folks, we are always disagreeable when it comes to one person having a position that is opposed to another one. And so this is the problem. So they, you know, they can look at the Facebook, look at the Twitter, not necessarily Twitter, because black folks are really not really, you know, most, the common black folks are not really into Twitter. I mean, I do have a Twitter account. I do have more followers than people I follow. And that's the whole idea. Have more people following than who you actually follow. And I do. But, so we had another Dr. King day come and gone. And, you know, it's funny thing. Most of the white people on my job took that day off. And I don't even want to ask, like, what did you do to honor Dr. Martin Luther King? It was just a day off for most people. I went to work myself. I had some plans that I was going to do something. But, most of the white people, because they had a list at the job where I work at, and they had a list of, it was mostly white people that worked there anyway, and they had a list of, they put up, they said, okay, if you're going to take up Dr. Martin Luther King's day, you need to sign this sheet. And a whole bunch of white people, they were like, I'm signing these sheets. I'm going to take this day off. And a lot of them did. Anyway, it's about 13 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. You know what time it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show, .com. And, you know, we got a lot going on. There's a lot to talk about tonight. We have another, well, I'm going to get to a little bit later on in the program, is there's another issue with the dreadlocks. A Texas school is threatening to suspend, as a matter of fact, did suspend a senior, DeAndre Arnold is his name. He's a high school senior, and he's being blocked from graduating in May unless he cuts off his dreadlocks. And we had a situation in New Jersey where they actually cut the dreadlocks off this young man who wanted to wrestle, and they wouldn't let him wrestle unless he cut off his dreadlocks. So he allowed the people, the white folks at the match, the wrestling match, to cut off his dreadlocks. So I'll get to that in a moment. And also, I'm going to expect someone to call in, a listener to the Ron Kelly Show. I'm looking forward to speaking with this brother, Conrad Martin, who is going to, because we had a little tiff over Facebook, and, you know, and that I don't want to tiff with anybody. I want, you know, let's agree to disagree. Let's not be disagreeable, and that's something that handcuffs us. So I'm looking forward to this brother calling into the Ron Kelly Show, and we'll have a conversation in regards to some of the things that we did disagree about over the last week or so. So anyway, so the Trump impeachment trial is going on, and there's so much hatred between the Democrats and Republicans in the in Washington. There's so much hatred, you know, and the people who are being hurt by this is us, basically, because we're the ones who are suffering, and we're the ones who are not getting the things that, you know, the legislation passed that we need to get passed because of the infighting that's going on in the impeachment trial that started earlier this week and is going to continue on to next week. Matter of fact, there was a point where the Chief Justice, who's the judge, Chief Justice Roberts, who is the de facto judge in the trial, where he had to, you know, tell both sides to knock it off, because it's gotten personal now. It's gotten personal. And, you know, it's just, you know, Trump is guilty of, he's guilty of trying to convince the president of Ukraine to investigate Biden and his son. Otherwise, he would hold back desperately needed funds, $190 million, somewhere around there. And he, hey, what's up, Keith? Keith Hall, my good buddy Keith Hall. Tuesday night, Keith Hall, I believe he's still on, Keith Hall. University of the 80s, Tuesday nights. You can look him up, Tuesday nights on my former station, the Fishbowl Radio Network. I believe it's the Green Room where they have all the talk shows. And also, while I'm at it, shout out to my boy Albert Vega, who did his thing last night, and I did check in with him. Albert Vega does spins the wheels of steel every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. That's Eastern time on D Wild Music Radio. I believe that Keith Hall is on into Central Time Zone down in Texas. So yeah, we got a lot to talk about. It's about 17 minutes past. I'll take a quick break, and hopefully my brother Conrad Martin will call into the program, and we'll get this thing popping. So we'll be back in just a few minutes with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness does marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
All right, and we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Gil. I'm gonna catch up with you, Gil. Miss you, too. I'm going to catch up with you. Gil's down at Tom's River now. Still a very good friend, Gil, and his son, Aaron. Looking forward to talking to you very soon, my buddy, Gil. All right, everybody, it's about 21 minutes past the hour. It's 19 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show, .com. So we have another, you know, there's just so much going on. There's so much going on. Now, you know, like we really needed another disease. Now there's a, what they call the coronavirus that's, hopefully it won't be a massive epidemic, but we have the coronavirus that comes out of China. You know, see, that's why we shouldn't be letting people come here. there's a what they call the coronavirus. It's a very deadly form of the flu, and there's no cure and there's no treatment for the coronavirus. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who's watching us. Shout out to Conrad Martin, who's watching the program as well. So we have the coronavirus now that just popped in from China. And as a matter of fact, there's a couple of people who are being quarantined, one in Seattle and one somewhere else in America, the United States of America. And like we needed, like we just, all we needed was another epidemic to sweep the nation. As a matter of fact, well, at least they're trying to catch it early. They are treating folks who are in this province, I believe it is, and they are screening all the folks who come here from there, stopping them at the airport, and screening to make sure they're not carrying a virus into the United States. So, man, I mean, you know, we just don't eat no Chinese food, I guess. But yeah, so this is an issue that this is something that's going on right now. I mean, I'm hopeful that they will get a handle on it, rather, because we really don't need anything else. There's so many things going on. I believe the Centers for Disease Control is trying to get a handle on it. And it's something that can't be cured. So watch yourself out there. Like they say, you always wash your hands and I'm fist bumping. I'm fist bumping people. I'm not shaking nobody's head. I'm fist bumping now because, you know, it's just scary. It really is very scary. So anybody see the film clip where the judge, well, not the judge, but the Pope slapped the lady's hand when she grabbed him? So the Pope was visiting somewhere and he was walking past and this lady reached out and yoked the Pope. And the Pope turned around and slapped her hand, like, you know, like, itch, who you think you're grabbing? And shout out to Lamont Gates. Not my phone number. Conrad Martin, if you're trying to call in, don't call me. Call the station, 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. Conrad Martin, I know you just tried to call and you called me on my cell phone. Don't call me. If you're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, don't call me. Call 646-668-2838. That's the guest call-in number for the Ron Kelly Show. Once again, 646-668-2838. Don't call me on the phone. Call the station. So shout out to Lamont Gates, who says the virus will track to a Chinese food shop selling live wolves, koala bears, rats, snakes, peacocks, salamanders, etc. And see, and that's, you know, and this is what I'm hearing at salamander, et cetera, to eat, according to Chinese media. And this is what I'm hearing, Lamont Gates. Thank you for that. I did hear that the virus is coming from some animals that we don't eat, dogs and stuff like that, because they eat all kinds of things over there, rats and, you know, not to keep the Chinese folks back in, but that's, they eat that kind of stuff over there. This disease that's coming in from China, this coronavirus, did originate, thank you for that, Lamont Gates, it did originate in China, and it came from dogs or some kind of cats, some kind of animal that we don't eat here. And see, and this is another thing too. See, those people, I mean, wow, they just, I know Chinese people do listen to the Ron Kelly Show, so I got to be careful here. But this is the situation in a lot of countries. You know, I mean, America does have its issues. But, you know, I don't want to live somewhere where they eat dogs. Anyway, everybody, shout out to Comrade Martin. What's up, brother?
My brother, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How's everything with you?
Oh, man, things are good. God bless. As a transplant, it's a good thing. But I just wanted to touch on something real quick. You said that there's a pandemic in China, correct?
Well,
which is
yeah,
true.
It's not actually
a pandemic yet, but it's a
right,
virus
it's just
that's running rampant
yeah.
in China. But the thing is, you said there's no cure. Is that correct?
Yeah, according to Centers for Disease Control, there is no cure.
There is
according
no cure yet. Because they haven't fully identified
it. Because it's something that's just been discovered. It's brand new. And so they haven't had time to... I'm sure there'll be a cure at some point, but as of right now, there's no cure because it's something that's brand new.
Yeah, it's something brand new. So I don't want, listen, you got one of the number one Facebook shows out there. So I don't want everyone to feel like this is a something that's the end of the world kind of virus. There is a cure. They just haven't discovered it yet because of the issues with China and how they work with other countries. But the bottom line is, it's in Wuhan, China, which is really a very populous area, and America is doing everything they can as far as shutting off the borders, making sure they screen people. Unfortunately, I think there's two people in America right now with the disease.
Right. There are two people, but they are quarantined. Matter of fact, their doctors are not even treating them. They're being treated by robots, and they're isolated, you know, in the plastic bubble. And as far as what they're saying, there's no chance that the virus can escape Because no one is going anywhere near these people. They have, you know, the robotics that are treating
them.
And
that's right.
Yes.
So China, technically right now, is sealing their borders. Nobody's going in and out of China right now. And that's the Chinese government doing that.
Right.
So what?
Right. The Chinese people, the Chinese people have been, you know, they have gotten out in front of this. And they are doing what they need to do. As a matter of fact, they're quarantining a whole town where nobody can leave. Here in the United States, at all the major airports, anyone who comes from that area is being stopped and checked out to make sure that they're not carrying the virus. Shout out to Shaw Williams. What's good? And Rodney Hill is also watching the program, the Ron Kelly show.
Well,
so we had
a problem with something you said, though. You said technically that something about too many people are carrying diseases in and out of China. Is that something you said, or correct me if I'm right?
Yeah, no, I didn't say. You know, I this is the first that I've heard. Well, you know, we had the SARS prior to this. We did have the SARS virus that. And the Chinese people didn't see they made a big mistake because the last time with the SARS virus, the Chinese people didn't say anything about it. You know, it was the United States of America who discovered it, the Centers for Disease Control. So the Chinese, they don't want to let that happen again. So what they're doing is they are getting out in front of this because, you know, the Chinese people, like, they want to come to America and they don't want it to get to the point where they're not allowed to come. You know, Trump will say, no, you can't come here in a heartbeat. He's already been saying it. So, no, they fumble the ball with the SARS virus, but the Chinese people, to their credit, they are getting out ahead of this coronavirus situation.
Yeah, and I want to make sure that's true, because with the SARS, clearly errors were made because they're trying to keep it private and secret for God knows whatever reason. But this time, they definitely alerted everybody. They definitely got in front of it. Technically, because they knew they needed help from the international community. But what I'm saying is, I think it's unfair to turn and say that all disease, this disease and most diseases come out of China. That's a stereotype that I don't think is actually good. You know, Brazil comes out with some diseases. Africa comes out with some diseases. The bottom line is, the world is changing and more diseases are growing due to the health of the population.
Right, and
so I think
no, and I'm not
defend China. I think
yeah, no,
across
I'm not
the
saying,
world.
No, I'm not saying, you know, Chinese people do. You know, I do got a percentage of likes from Chinese folks who listen to the Ron Kelly show. So no, I don't want to alienate them. So no, I would never say that a lot of diseases are coming from China. But see, with America being the crossroads of the world, and lots of people want to come to America, and they are carrying. And not just in China, but from other places around the world where there are illnesses and viruses that people bring here. And, you know, because thank God for America, where we have a situation in place where we're able to a health system that's the best in the world, and we do get out in front of these things. So thank God that we have it here. But there are places where there is hardly any health care at all, and people get sick. People die from things that we go to get a prescription for, you know. And so this is a situation where the Chinese have gotten out in front of it, and they are trying to work in conjunction with the United States of America to try to get the situation under control, because just like SARS eventually was defeated, and hopefully this will be defeated as well. Everybody, I'm talking to Conrad Martin. He's a listener to the Ron Kelly show, and you know, and I was saying
I'm an avid listener, big fan.
I appreciate you, brother. He's an avid listener to the Ron Kelly show. Shout out to Raj Mathis, my brother in Brazil. Raj spent a lot of time down there in Brazil. He's down there right now. And I'm kind of jealous of those beach pictures that he's showing, and it's 20 degrees up here. But enjoy yourself, Raj. We'll see you when you're back. Yeah, I am people do that. Stop showing me pictures of being on a beach. There's no beach here where I'm at right now. It's just cold and concrete. But anyway, so we had another King Day. We had another King Day. And it kind of just, you know, it saddens me that the King, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King, to me, was an icon. And when we talk about LeBron and Will and some of these other people who we call icons in America, but Dr. Martin Luther King was a true icon because he gave his life. He gave his life for the betterment of black folks. And you know, 52 years after the death of Dr. Martin Luther King, not a whole lot has changed amongst black folks. I mean, not on a high level. You know, I mean, there are folks like myself, yourself, and this Ron Kelly Show listeners and some other people who do who are people who want to try to make things better, but then there's a lot of people who just don't care, you know. And I had said, what would Dr. Martin Luther King think if he could come back, or if there was some way he could see what's going on in America today? And I said that I think he would be highly disappointed at what he saw. What do you say?
Well, Mr. Kelly, I have to respond real quick. Here's one of the reasons why Martin Luther King Jr. would be disappointed. Since the Martin Luther King Day proclamation was passed to make it a federal holiday, let's be clear. The South has been systematically attacking that holiday in all ways it can to make it disingenuous, to not include it in school curriculum. When more blacks know about Robert E. Lee than Martin Luther King Jr., there's a problem in the system to shut it down. That's what Martin Luther King has been fighting with when he was alive, and unfortunately, that's what his holiday has been fighting with. I don't think it's the fault that many blacks aren't following the holiday. It's that they don't really get a chance to follow the holiday. When you look around in New Jersey, this is a great state. Robert E. Lee didn't even set foot anywhere in New Jersey. Yet in South Jersey, there's schools named after him. Why? What has he done besides lose a war, the Civil War, in fact? Martin Luther King did what he did, not just for black people, but for everybody. But if you don't teach everyone, black, white, Asian, whatever, what Martin Luther King actually did, everything that you build on it with Martin Luther King Day will fail. It's the equivalent of not teaching anyone about Christmas and teaching them that Jesus Christ is the most important part of it. If you don't know much about Christ, it's just a day off. What do you have to say about that, Mr. Kelly?
Well, see, I think that we all know, the black history, you know, I think it's important that black folks know, our history. But see, but this information is out there. You know, you may not find it in the public school in Franklin Lakes, but this information is out there. And people, you know, my position is that people just don't give a damn. That's what it is. People just don't care. I saw very little reference to Dr. Martin Luther King on Facebook amongst black folks this past Monday. You posted a picture up there, Dr. Martin Luther King, and, you know, there were hardly any events. And I think that, you know, black folks, you know, just don't give a damn. When there's a killing, or there's an injustice in the black community, and there's supposed to be a so-called rally, there might be 20 or 30 people who show up, but I'm talking about in places where there's a large black population, Newark, New Jersey, St. Louis, Chicago, L.A., Dallas, Texas, of all places. The black folks do not show up when it's time to show up. Black folks do not show up. You know, when there's a rally, when something goes down where black people are supposed to demonstrate, you know, you look at what happened with all the black folks, the young black men who have been killed by police over the last several years. And when it comes time for a rally, black folks just don't show up. You know, my position, brother Conrad, is that black people just don't give a damn. That most black people just don't give a damn. You know, it's more important to watch the BET Awards than it is to come out and protest against a racial inequality.
Ooh, Mr. Kelly, you are all cylinders today. Well, let me give a slight little rebuttal, Mr. Kelly. First of all, you're wrong. I grew up in Washington, D.C. Black people do come out. I believe the problem we have is sustenance. We don't sustain the pressure as long as we could. Unfortunately, one, young black people have too much distraction. Two, with the parents of today, of both sides, aren't really pushing the issue on how important it is to fight for your rights. We're losing our rights faster than it took for us to get them. But the bottom line is, again, it comes down to education, Mr. Kelly, education. As an educator of organ donation, I could tell you this is happening daily, whereas more minorities don't know anything about heart transplants or kidney transplants until someone in their family or themselves suffer from it. But if you go to the white side of the fence, they all know, because most of them are in private schools and getting the education. Ironically, Martin Luther King has more substance in a private charter school than a public one. Why? Because the curriculum is adjusted in the public schools and dropped for cost saving. The bottom line, sir, is that churches and businesses and schools have to reflect how important Martin Luther King is, just as they reflect how important Christmas is, as important Halloween is. And the bottom line is, until that happens, yes, you are correct, but black people do give a damn. They're just not given a chance to show, because they're not being taught why they should give a damn. Go ahead, Mr. Kelly.
You made my point. You made my point, Conrad.
It sound like black people are callous and not wanting to care. They do want to care. They just don't know.
No. I disagree with you. See, you made my point when I talked about how black folks, I want to make you think the way I think rather than us just coming to a consensus. So you made my point when you said I was wrong. I'm not wrong. That's just my opinion. I mean, nobody is the soothsayer of right or wrong. Nobody. Not you, not me. You know, I have an opinion, and my opinion is my opinion. But see, that's the problem. I'm not saying you're the problem, but that's one of the problems when black folks get together and try to have a conversation, because we try to prove each other wrong rather than coming to a consensus on the issue. Oh, I don't like you, so I'm not going to work with you. So the issue goes out the window. So that's my point right there, that, you know, instead of us disagreeing without being disagreeable, it's like somebody called me a bully. I'm the big bad bully of Facebook. Like, really? You know, I just tell it like it is. But see, other ethnic groups have started their own schools. Other ethnic groups, they start their own schools and they teach their kids what they want their kids to know. See, we rely on a system that never, you know, and I'm not a racist or anything like that. I'm not going to say I have plenty of white friends.
I vouch for that. You are.
But I do.
I'll vouch for that.
But I'm going to make my point real quick. See, because I got to go to break in a couple of seconds. But here's the thing.
Yes, sir.
Other ethnic groups start their own schools. Other ethnic groups make sure that their kids know what they want them to know. See, we are always sitting back and relying on the system. Oh, the school's not doing this. Oh, the school's not doing that. The school is never going to do what we want them to do. Never, ever, ever going to do what we want them to do. We lay back and we rely on a system that at one point it was legal to own us. Now we're going to turn around and expect that same system to come across now and teach our kids what we want them to know. Why don't we teach our kids what we want them to know rather than relying on a system and making demands? You can't demand nothing from nobody. You can't demand the school system. They're going to be like, get lost. You can't demand nothing. If I needed $10 and I said, yo, comrade, I demand that you loan me $10, you're going to be like, man, get out my face. You know, and this is the same. And then on top of that, comrade, we're not, as a people, we are not doing what we need to be doing. We're too busy buying Lexuses and Beamers and trying to keep up with the Joneses and chasing the top. Like I said, let me give you something. If Alex of America decided to give out money for reparations, I would go buy stock in Lexus, Coach bags, Louis Vuitton, because that's where all the money is going, for the most part.
I know you got a commercial, Mr. Kelly, so I'm going to wait till your commercial is done, and then I'm going to respond. Because
okay,
right there,
all right. Thank you, brother.
You've made half the people listening mad. Right there. But go ahead, Mr. Kelly. I'm going to sit back and let you run. This is your show. I'm going to respect your show, and then we're going to tap on this.
I appreciate you, brother. Shout out to Kitty Caston, and shout out to my boy, Albert Vega, spinning the hits. I'll get back to that in just a couple of seconds, but we'll take a break, and we'll come back with Conrad Martin, who's an avid listener, like many of you are, of The Ron Kelly Show. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with more. This is The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of The Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of The Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media, LLC.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed, in broadcasting and specific markets on the AM/FM broadcasting network, Colorado, Memphis, and a couple other places. Anyway, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. 15 minutes before the hour, I'm talking to my good brother, Conrad Martin, who is an avid, staunch Ron Kelly Show listener. And anybody who, and for the rest of it, and everybody else, if you want to call into the show, you can. You're more than welcome. And if you want to email me about a specific topic, you can email me at theronkellyshow@gmail.com. That's theronkellyshow@gmail.com. I answer all me, and I get a lot of emails from people all across the country. I get a lot of emails. You know, I'm gonna start reading them. I mean, some people don't want their names put out there. So, you know, I will start reading some of those emails from white folks who thank me. You know, that I'm keeping it real, and I'm telling it like it is, and I'm not pointing fingers. And that's one of the things we do. We're good at pointing fingers. But you know what, Brother Conrad, when you point one finger at somebody, three of those fingers are pointing back at you. So go ahead with your
that
point.
That is correct, sir. Yes, sir. So first of all, man, again, as an organ donation advocate and what I do, it's important to have a voice like yours in all communities, not just black ones. So I thank you for what you do. Secondly, woo, boy, I had to sip some water listening to you. Let's make one thing completely clear. You said about the educational system that we depend on people to give us what we want. Is that the basis of what you're saying?
Please, sir.
We're saying, sir, we teach our black children this. Is that the impression? Well, let's make one thing clear. Each and every one of your listeners right now pay taxes to that very school system. we should get what we pay for. If we pay taxes to get us some education about Martin Luther King, then invite their children to speak at the school. That's it. If we pay taxes to also promote Robert E. Lee, we should pay taxes to promote Martin Luther King. So let's wipe all that out right now. Because a charter school means you pay taxes and a little more. But the bottom line is, if you're black and you're paying taxes, you should get a proper education from the state and federal educational system. If you disagree, please tell me so here and now.
Well, I disagree because you're right that we do pay taxes. Those of us who live in apartments don't pay property taxes. We don't pay property taxes directly because we live in an apartment. You see, we going back now. I was a constable, a Passaic County constable, county officer for 6 years when I lived in Paterson, New Jersey. Everybody, for the folks who don't know nothing about where Paterson is, Paterson, New Jersey, the first industrialized city in America, from what I understand, it's fallen on hard times. But anyway, So. I was a county officer, and I used to do security at the schools on report card night. And you could count the people that were there. You can count the black folks that were there. You know, see, now all this information, Brother Conrad, all this information is available. You know, we're Googling about, you know, Kanye and all kinds of nonsense. Why can't we Google about this stuff? Why can't we sit our kids down when they come home from school and teach them about this stuff? See, we're too reliant on the government. The government ain't going to do a damn thing for you or me or nobody else. The school system is what it is. It's like in Paterson, New Jersey, for example. They got a $500 million budget. $500 million budget. That's twice the size of the budget of the whole city of Paterson. Okay, but there's levels of bureaucracy and all people getting paid, and you know, you got assistant this, so you got 20 assistants to one person, and the money is going down the tube. So, you know, we can talk about this stuff all day, but you know, I pay taxes to the United States government. I pay a lot, and I don't get nothing for my tax money. Nothing. Zero. And this is something that we have to take into our own hands. We have to make sure that our kids, you know, stop buying them iPhones and Jordans, and we need to make sure that our kids get the education they need, and we need to teach them ourselves, damn it, if we have to, because it's not going to come from the school system. The school system is a money pit for the most part. You got the director or the superintendent making $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year. For what? For what? Then we got the school board that, you know, that was toothless up until recently. So my position is this. We need to teach our kids what we want them to know. We cannot rely on Uncle Sam or Uncle Andre in this case. We can't rely on the school system to teach our kids what they need to know. We need to take it into our own hands and do it ourselves. Stop begging the system to do the things that we can do ourselves. Look at our communities.
Where's
our
work coming from?
Our communities didn't get away from white folks.
You just admitted that everyone, my brother, paid taxes. And you're saying it's a money pit. So basically you're saying the Paterson school system has stolen the money of the population in Paterson, and we should not get anything for the money that's stolen. Is that what you're telling us?
Well, I'm not saying that they stole the money.
Help me understand where you're going with this. Because if they took the money, then they need to teach the children. You put pressure on the people, you make them teach your children.
Shout out to Colette Bannister Matthew. Shout out to you. Shout out to Kenny Caston. Shout out to Jimmy Williams. Jimmy Williams, my brother, I love you, man. You know, Albert Vega. So many people are watching the Rock Kelly Show right now. I appreciate all of you. And Facebook
is the number one show.
Thank you, brother. And Facebook is restricting my viewers. I just found out Facebook is restricting my viewers. I did a show where I had
the website.
No. Well, I did a show where I had almost 1,500 viewers, and since then Facebook has limited my reach. But I'll reach out to them. They want me to pay. So I'll reach out to them and see if there's something I can do. Yeah. But, brother, we need to stop begging the system. Stop begging.
Begging.
You're going to the projects and you see Beamers and Benzes and Lexuses and all kinds of stuff when you go into projects. Brand new stuff, brand new cars for people living in the projects. We got to stop making excuses that the system, the white man, is holding us down. Well, I got two cars and a motorcycle. The white man ain't stopped me from doing nothing. I live in a largely white community, and people don't bother me. You know what I'm saying? And you can, you know, in my building, you can leave a package in the hallway, and it'll be there when you come home. The UPS man can leave something in my hallway, and it'll be there when I come home. Our neighborhoods don't have to be the way they are. They don't have to be the way they are. But they are the way they are because we keep making excuses, blaming the white man for everything. Is there redlining? Yes. Is there racism? Yes. Are there glass ceilings? Yes, all that. But we got to stop begging the white man to do what we need to do for ourselves. We need to just stop begging because he don't give a damn about us. He don't care. Shout out to Anthony Moriyama, sister of the program. Shout out to James, my sister Sharon Allen Chambers. Love you, my sister. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, how long are you keeping this guy on, Ron? He sounds like a booked guest. No, he's not a booked guest.
Wow.
No.
Wow. Okay.
Shout out to Lamont Gates.
Allow me to introduce myself, Mr. Ron. Please, Mr. Kelly. Let me just give a quick introduction. Please, because I'm not being paid.
Go ahead, brother.
I am Conrad Martin. You could find me on Instagram on CMartech. I am an organ donor advocate. I teach about organ donation. I'm very strong in the minority communities. If I haven't got to you yet, I will in time. I need to raise awareness about organ donation. And from dealing with the populace, I hear what this brother is saying. And in large part, we both are in agreement. Okay, let's make this clear. We're not angry at each other at all. We're having a discussion as two grown men. But I believe he's a little bit too extreme in some areas, and he believes I'm a little bit too extreme in others. So, you know, if you all have a point that you could counter my point or his, listen, he's got the lines wide open. Call in and let your voice be heard. But I'm making sure he understands that even though he's making all this point, I hear about the Ronald Reagan statement, what we could do for ourselves. I hear the Malcolm X statement, we could teach our own. But the bottom line is, we have to fight for what we have. And if somebody went to Mr. Kelly right now in Facebook and took away some money from him, Mr. Kelly will be asking us all to fight on his side to get his money back. Patterson and the school system is responsible to teach your children about Malcolm X. They're not doing it. They're stealing
Kenny
the money. What do
Kenny
we do?
Cass.
Sit back.
Hold on.
Let them take
hold on,
the
hold
money.
On, brother.
Mr. Kelly is saying, please
hold,
keep
hold
the money
on, brother.
Kenny, we're going to take the rest of our money and teach our children. No.
Kenny Cass, the phone number is 646-668-2838. That's 646. It's about 5 minutes left. 6 minutes left of the program. Phone number is 646-668-2838. That's 646.
I'm going to take a sip of water. I'm telling you that right now. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm taking a sip of water. You sound like Steve.
I just want to tell him 646-668-2838. Listen, we got to stop with this nonsense about begging the white man to take care of us. We got to stop because many of us, we have to stop doing that. We got to stop doing that because we beg it. Begging on bended knee, begging the white man to make our schools better, begging the white man to make our neighborhoods better. And, you know, you see all the houses in Newark, for example, Newark, New Jersey. I know most of the national audience don't know anything about Newark. But you see where the houses were built, and they were already boarded. Houses are 1 or 2 or 3 years old, already boarded up. I mean, nobody's going to build, like, if you won the lottery, would you try to build a housing project in Mogadishu? No, because you know it's going to be destroyed as soon as they, you know, as soon as they put it up. We, you know, you have to Nobody's going to give you nothing if you're not taking care of yourself. Nobody's going to give you nothing. I'm not saying the black folks don't deserve anything. I'm not saying we shouldn't get reparations. Yeah, we should get reparations. We never will, but we should. We should. Now, I need some water now. We should. I forgot to put it on again. We got to stop begging. Look, we have to stop begging the white man to do for us. We have to stop. We have to put our money together just like other ethnic groups do. We got millionaires running around on a wooden floor, bouncing a basketball, football, baseball. We have millionaires all over the place. The only one that's really doing something is LeBron James. You know, that's why I give LeBron James.
Oh, my God. Oh.
At least he's putting his money where his mouth is. No, hold on. Ooh. At least he's putting his money where his mouth is. A lot of people don't like LeBron, but I appreciate LeBron because he built a school. He built a school where he came from. And those kids are doing well in that school. You know what I'm saying? So we got to stop begging the white man, beg, give us what we want, give us black history, give it. You're never going to get it. They're never going to change the curriculum. Never, ever, ever. So, you know, you got to take the bull by the horns. We have to take the bull by the horns. We have to do the things that we need to do. We need to take care of our own, and we need to stop begging the system. And whose fault is it this bunch of black folks hanging in front of the liquor store? Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? We complain about there's being 5 and 6 Chinese restaurants within a 2-block radius. They wouldn't be there if we weren't going in there and buying their food. Because black folks don't, you know, we're so separated. We don't even eat together. One person to go to KFC. The other person to go to Chinese restaurant. Somebody to go to the soul food spot. You know, and these places are there, and they're flourishing. And we want to complain about it. You got more Korean people selling hair, and then we, you know, mad at them because they're making a fortune selling hair to us. $100 for a bag of hair. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. We need to take care of ourselves. We need to take care of our own, Brother Conrad. And for Lamont Gates, Conrad Martin is somebody who I jousted with earlier. And, you know, I want to give him an opportunity to come onto the radio show and give him, make his point, because we don't want to. We got to stop with this. We got to stop with this. You're wrong, instead of I see your point. Or, okay, I don't agree with you, but I hear you. This is where we have to go. You can say something to somebody on Facebook and they'll black out on you and call you all kinds of names. Like you said, somebody called me a bully. I'm not a damn bully. I'm speaking the truth. There's about a minute and a half. There's about a minute and a half left of the program. I want to thank you, Brother Conrad, for calling. Welcome to call at any time. And anybody else who wants to call into the Ron Kelly Show, you're welcome. I mean, I don't always invite people to come on a radio show because I only have an hour. But brother, you are welcome to come to the Ron. You are welcome to anytime to call into the Ron Kelly Show and give your opinion. I went totally off the grid, and I didn't talk about a lot of things I did want to talk about. I'll get back to that next week. Everybody who was expecting me to talk about Amadou Diallo or some of the other things. Anyway, we got a minute left to the program. Thank you, Brother Conrad, for calling in. Conrad Martin, you can check him out on Facebook. He's an advocate for organ donation. Where did that come from? Thank you, Kenny. Thank you, Kenny Caston, for your support. Colette Bannister, Matthews, Lamont Gates, Sharon Allen Chambers, so many people, Jimmy Williams, and so many other people who checked into the Ron Kelly Show tonight. Thank you so much, everybody. I really appreciate you. I don't do this for me. I do it for you. So it's about 30 seconds left of the program. Conrad, thank you. Call in anytime, and I will see you on Facebook where we can fight some more. Okay. all right, everybody. So I'm going to break out of here. Thank you so much. It's about 15 seconds left of the program. So, again, and once again, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And we may not have it all together, but together we can definitely have it all. Thank you. I'm done.